Rambam Hilchos Tshuva and the Koseres, that's the introductory section, says where he always lists the positive commandments, the negative commandments. So he says mitzvah says achas vushi yashiv achotem echet lifnei Adonai v'tzvado, that the idea of tshuva is that you should return yashuv achote mechato. That's the idea of teshuva. What's the definition of teshuva? From lashuv, return, and it's come back to your pristine state before Hashem Yisvada, and he should do a vidui. So the Rambam holds that there's really two inyanim. There's charat aliyavar v'kabal yasid. There's remorse for the past and acceptance for the future. So the first halacha says, "Kol mitzvah shivatar ben esav ben losa seim adam imavar adam alachas meyam ben zon ben shkaga shas tshuva yosh mechet chayv litzvados sefnei hoel baruchu shenamar isha or isha ki yasus robin Hashem litzvados katol mishar asus vidui dvorim." So in other words, the Rambam's perspective is not will we do tshuva, but kishe yasa tshuva, when we do tshuva. So it shows you that we're going to come back to him. And we do that, as human beings, we need to hear what we've done wrong for us to have remorse and to accept in the future we're not going to do it again. And vidu is a mitzvah sesei. And one of the mitzvah sesei is vidu is the confessional. And Kate said, Mizvadim, how did we confess? Omer ana Hashem, chotasi yavisi pashati lefanecha. God, I've sinned, I've transgressed, I've committed iniquity lefanecha, before you. That's who am I to sin before you? And I did this, that, or the other thing. And I am humiliated and aghast and ashamed. But my deeds, I didn't realize I was capable of such nefarious behavior. And I'm never going to do this again. So again, it's charat aliyava, remorse for the past. The Kabbalah Yasid, an acceptance for the future. And that's the essence of Vidu. That's the minimum you can say. And the more we can say what we did, the more praiseworthy we are. And if you bring a korban, unless you do the video and you go through the tshuva process, it's meaningless. You're just killing a poor animal for no reason. And even those who are put to death by capital punishment, or they skill or they get makos, they do not get forgiveness for this until they do tshuva and they repent verbally. They do the confessional. And if you've damaged your friend, you've harmed his property, you've harmed him, even though you've paid him and made restitution, you haven't made restitution until you ask him forgiveness and you say, I'll never do this again, I'll be more careful in the future, and I'll have more respect for my fellow man.